HTML in a move by the Lula government, a provisional measure tightens how the freight table is enforced across Brazil. It gives the ANT authority to suspend or cancel a company's freight registration for repeated violations. It requires every freight operation to be recorded through the CIT system, creating a detailed view of prices and parties involved. The measure raises penalties for contractors that pay below the table, including the possibility of fines up to 10 million reais per operation and a ban on new contracts in serious cases. It also allows suspending or canceling the right to operate for up to 2 years in persistent or grave infractions. The overhaul links it to the MDFE for better data sharing with tax and local authorities, strengthening oversight nationwide. This article explains who is affected and how the new rules will be enforced. The government tightens rules to watch freight prices and punish violators. ANT can suspend or cancel a company's freight registration for repeated violations. Every freight move must be recorded with CIT to show prices and who is involved. Contractors who pay below the minimum freight price can face big fines and bans. From future freight work, data from CIT will be shared with tax agencies to boost enforcement across the country. Government tightens freight rate rules through provisional measure. The Lula administration published a provisional measure in the official journal to tighten how the freight rate table is enforced. It raises penalties for violations and gives the National Trucking Regulator powers to suspend or cancel freight registrations for repeat offenders. The measure also requires every freight operation to be recorded with the CIT code, enabling detailed tracking of prices, minimums, and who is paying what. Key provisions: the measure introduces a mandatory use of the CIT system for all operations. The data gathered will include the freight price and the minimum rate, allowing the national regulator to spot and block operations that fall below the legal value. It also expands the agency's authority to suspend or cancel a company's ability to operate in the sector for up to 2 years in serious or repeated cases. Autonomous carriers TSC are not covered by these suspensions. Contractors who pay below the floor can face higher fines and may be barred from contracting new freight work. Fines can range from R$1 million to R$10 million per operation. The measure also allows for the possibility of holding partners and members of business groups accountable through legal mechanisms that pierce the corporate veil. Data and enforcement: the reform emphasizes stronger monitoring by linking data across ANT, the Federal Revenue, and state and municipal tax authorities. The CIT will be tied to the Manifesto Eletrônico de Documentos Fiscais MDFE, broadening oversight of freight operations nationwide. Officials say the agency already has tools to oversee all freight electronically and can monitor freights in real time using electronic invoices from state tax offices. In addition to electronic checks, the government plans targeted physical inspections in regions with higher rates of non-compliance. These areas include zones with heavy transport activity for meat, fuels, and beverages. Background and context: the policy builds on Brazil's national minimum freight floors for road transport, created after the 2018 truckers' strike. The ANT is tasked with publishing minimum floor values per kilometer, per axle, and by load, considering distance and cargo specifics. The agency is required to update these floors every 6 months or when diesel prices move more than 5%, which triggers a price change mechanism. Conclusion: this provisional measure marks a decisive move toward tighter oversight of Brazil's freight sector. By mandating CIT for all operations and tying its data to MDFE, it creates a transparent, real-time view of prices, participants, and compliance. The authority of ANT is expanded to suspend or cancel freight registrations for repeat or serious breaches, with penalties reaching up to R$10 million per operation and potential bans from future contracts. The reform also links cross-government data via receipt of federal and state and municipal tax offices to strengthen enforcement nationwide and supports targeted inspections in high-violation regions. Built on the 2018 National Minimum Freight Floors Framework, the policy aspires to fair pricing and reduced evasion, while expanding accountability to contracting parties and, where applicable, piercing corporate veil. Effective implementation will hinge on robust data integration, clear guidance to avoid unintended consequences for legitimate operators, noting that autonomous carriers, TAC, are excluded from suspensions, and careful calibration to preserve supply chain reliability. If executed with proportionate enforcement and ongoing industry dialogue, the measure has the potential to improve compliance, price transparency, and tax collection across Brazil's freight market. Frequently asked questions: what changes does the MP bring to the freight rate table enforcement? It tightens the rules and beefs up penalties. All freight moves must be logged with CIT. ANT can suspend or cancel freight registrations for repeated breaches. CIT will link to MDFE for better tracking. Penalties for violators are higher. Who can be fined or suspended under the new rules? Carriers can be suspended or have their freight registration cancelled for repeat violations. Contracting parties can be fined and barred from new freights. Transportadores Autonomos TSC are not subject to suspensions. Fines can reach up to 10 million RIs per operation for contracting parties. What is CIT and why is it required for all operations? CIT is the Operation Identifier Code for Freight. It records details like price, carrier, cargo, and more. Every operation must be registered in CIT. CIT will be tied to MDFE to improve oversight. How high can fines go and what other penalties exist? Fines can reach up to 10 million RIs per operation. Contracting parties can be banned from new contracts. Carriers can face suspension or cancellation of their freight registration. Repeated violations bring heavier consequences. How will enforcement be strengthened across government? Data will be shared among and receipt of federal and state and municipal tax offices. CIT data will be integrated with MDFE for real-time checks. Authorities will use Trilhas to Inteligernche in high violation regions.